No? Gopis are saying from their home that dust are going in Akash.
The sky.
The sky is full of rays by cow's feet. They were waiting for Krishna float. Float is also coming in their ears. Krishna comes nearer. At that time they are worshipping Krishna by their eyes. Phullendi varakanta mindu vadanam varaha vatan sampriyam sri vasank mudara kosti padaram pitambaram shundaram gopinam nainot palarch tanum go gopasanghavitam govindam kalaveni vadanam param divyangam ghoshabhaje. Gopis are doing archan from their corner of eyes and Krishna accepting all these things. Krishna, there is no cause of Krishna to go for grazing cows. Only the cause that freely he can see meet gopis. So when he is coming, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in so good manner that there going we can see and can have idea how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is remembering that Leela.
Which place?
Madhvadip. When coming from, there is a shrine of Ganges. At that time Ganges was going near that place. Now there is no Ganges. Only deep.
Coming from Nisringapalli.
And so many places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes, he only sees remembrance persons of Krishna there. Sometimes he becomes friend, sometimes he tells that, oh Sakha, oh Balai, oh, where is Kalindi, Jamuna, Pisangi? Dust of that place will come on our head and heart, and we will have the mercy of you. That dham.
And if we go to one place, it won't be so tiring.
I will be tired, but yes, I have greed. If I'm pure. But till how many times I will.
You can say no. You cannot say no. Your nature is that. But somebody should be nearby who is very good at saying no.
I will have to search Tamal Krishna.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, huh? You should engage me.
Wow, you did a good job. You did a good job, that's for sure.
Yeah, served your Gurudev like this. You are also starting tomorrow?
No, but they are starting tomorrow, and we are starting day after tomorrow.
I thought that it will be better for me to go from here,
yeah.
Because everyone is coming, and problems.
Yeah, no, I see. You can stay in Mathura Vrindavan. By one excuse or another, you should stay there and not go out. You could say, the doctor has ordered me.
They know. All they know.
Then, still.
Still.
You should have some.
I requested them not to elect me General Secretary. I will not do.
Careful about standing.
But they told that for 1 year your name will do. You should not do, your name will do.
What for? What for? What is the benefit of such a thing?
Because everyone obey your order by name.
By name.
But anyone cannot obey. Let it remain, this it. What, any question? How are you? You have been also caught?
I'm better today.
Better today?
Yeah.
You have been also in the trap of what? Cold?
A little bit. Yeah.
Your nose shows that. You'll also start tomorrow for Vrindavan?
Yes, we're trying to, yes. Tomorrow for Calcutta, next day for Vrindavan.
And from there, Delhi, you'll go to Los Angeles.
On 17.
Any question?
One small question I have for my book. It is stated that when...
Hey, Noe, ee pakha take ekta do to. Oh, ekhan theke niye gei chalu talu tomar so.
Bondho acha nite
parbo. Halo, ekta pakha ta ekta dekho to ekhane bahar korte paro to.
What will they take? They take...
But here says both in India.
In Mayapur, in your mandir, there are no monkeys.
I am not there.
It is far away from city. Ekhan hai table table okhan theke mangiye niyo. Table par rakha do.
So, in it is stated that when Brahma prayed with the demigods for Krishna's descent, advent, he prayed Vishnu. So then he was told by Vishnu that you may get sick from this.
No, it is going by faith.
That he was told that the angst avatars of the demigods should come and take their birth in the Yadu Vamsha. It is mentioned angst avatars of the demigods. So when Krishna's time for going into his apricot lila had come, it says that Shira Daksha Vishnu, he went back to Vrindavan. And Krishna went in apricot lila to Dwarka. What about the Ansh Avatar demigods? What did they do? Because they had gotten Krishna's association, and that association surely should have promoted them. At the same time, they are so many. It is mentioned who they are, and they have so many important positions to do in their administration, etc. Did they immediately go back to be with Krishna in the spiritual world, or did they first go back to their planet, and when the time for their death came, then they went back?
What do you think?
I would think they went back to the original demigod form, and then at the right time, when the demigod was liberated, he went to Goloka.
What is your idea?
The closest to that idea.
Same idea.
But they didn't have necessarily love. They were associating.
No, not mentioned. For example, it says that Kashyapa. He joined in the body of Vasudeva, and his wife joined in the body of Devaki. So they got very intimate opportunity to do Krishna.
But Vamandev always lives in heaven.
Indralok.
And all demigods associate and serve him. What becomes of them? They only want
Sakam
Upasana. Being in the association of Vamandev, neither they are mukta, neither they have any prem seva, Vaikunth. Likewise, they served, but not like the paikar of Krishna. Only their external services, like tamoli, you know, dhobi, you know, what is?
Washing clothes.
These are called bahishta.
External.
Bahishta. It may be that.
But they joined in the body of Vasudev and Devaki. That is not simply dhobi.
Kashyap. And they are not like Kashyap. All. So according to their qualifications, they have entered in all these things.
What about Kashyap?
Kashyap, he was in body of Vasudev and Aditi in the body of.
And afterwards, what happened?
Then again?
Back to Indraloka or somewhere like that.
Somewhere, no. If they will serve more in the shape of Kashyap and Aditi, and if they have greed something, then after Pralaya, you know?
Devastation.
After that, they will be in the body of Brahma, and Brahma to Garbhodasai, and Garbhodasai in Karnodasai, and from there they will be liberated and go to any sphere where Krishna Lila is going on. I am speaking, but not written anywhere, but by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Tikar, when I see, we can solve this question in that way. He is telling that when they were quarreling and cutting each other at Dwarka, what place?
Prabhas.
It was near a external thing. For so, demigods went to their places. All persons, they were parikar of Krishna.
They went to Dwarka.
Golok Vaikuntha, and demigods went. Similarly, we can. Because it may be that a person like Uddhava, no? so friendship, so intimate services to Krishna, but yet he could not be parikara of Krishna at Vrindavan. So if in this lila, if demigods has some greed, then in Devalok they cannot practice. So after pralaya, they will practice anywhere, and then by the mercy of Krishna and Krishna associates, they will go further. It looks like something good idea. We have so much favorite things here, but demigods have no so much chance. There is very few chance to have any greed and to hear Harikatha, but here there is so much chance.
He has a question for you, John.
I had a question about, not so much Lashika question, but question about Brahman realization. Brahma realization.
Acha.
That we know that Yenye Ravindakshava Mukti Manina, that if one goes to Brahman, then it's a temporary situation because of a Shuddha Budaya. He must come down. But is this verse referring to sadhaka, or one who is in material body and he's merged in with Brahman, or when one actually goes there, leaves his body and goes to Brahman, is that eternal situation for him?
Here it is that it has been told for those who are sadhak of Brahma, nirvishesh Brahma, like Sukadeva Goswami. He is telling himself that I was so much attracted towards Nirvishesh Brahma, but by chance my father and Gurudev, Vyasadev, has attracted me towards Krishna. So a person being here or there, he can live in Gokul by Swarup Siddhi. They can live always here. This here is Gokul, Prakat Lila, and he is also in Golok also. And a man living in a Siddha, living in Golok, he also is in Gokul. Body, sometimes when devotees go up, anywhere he lives, he thinks himself to be in Gokul or Golok. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told anywhere, or in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that a person living in Gokul, he sees Golok in Gokul.
Vyas Bhagavatamrita.
Vyas Bhagavatamrita. Same thing. And a person who living in Golok, he sees Gokul in Golok. This is the this is a stage when Uttamaha Bhagavat, by mercy of his Gurudev and Gauranga or Radha Krishna, it may be that he is here and he sees all these things. self siddhi should be done.
But my question was not so wonderful about this. It was about someone who is Nivishesha Brahma.
What is that slok?
Je
anya arvindaksh vimukta maninah. Here, not vimukta.
He is not vimukta.
No, maninah.
Just only mentally.
He mentally thinks that I am mukta. For them it is told. If he is mukta, no aparadha or anything. But he is not mukta, yet he is thinking that I am mukta. And if he has some offenses to Hari and Harinam, Krishna, if he avagya, avagya, you know?
Guru or avagya.
Reject.
Avagya.
Neglect.
If neglect, Krishna feet are, does any offense with Srimad Bhagavatam, name and Vaishnava? Though he has gone so much, but not mukta. Like you remember Vaishnava Das in Jaiva Dharma. He was Kasi Pandit and he became Paramahansa. No? Paramahansa means Swarup Siddha. But actually he was not Swarup Siddha. When he came to Navadvip, I was only pretending to be mukta. So I could not pay respect to the person who was telling Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Krad. And we think I neglected that person. Now I am seeking him where he is so that I may take the dust of that person, feet of that person. He now realized himself that I am not mukta. I should search the mukta person, that who was singing so sweet. So in search he went to Vrindavan and then came to Navadvip. And then from beginning he began from Harinam. His Gurudev told that you should take Harinam. After that he left his all sannyas vesh also, took mala, kanthi, tilak, and after that he received Gopal mantra and all these things. And gradually he went up. So far be mukta, manina, not mukta, those who are only pretending to be mukta. If they
still within this world.
By mind and soul and by bodily. Three.
Now, when it says that the demons and the impersonalists get the same result, they go to Siddhaloka, is that a permanent position? That Siddhaloka, is that permanent? Or will they fall down again?
No, they will not fall down. If they have gone there to the Siddhaloka, opposite bank of Viraja, they will not fall.
But that is not a very good position.
It's horrible position.
Only like Gop Kumar person can go out of.
Then it's very bad.
Certainly. Our Goswamis has told that the Siddhaloka, to go Siddhaloka, so much.
So that verse, Anyai Ravindaksha Vimukta Manina, that does not refer to those who go to
it has been told at the stage of that person. From that stage, Brahmi Sthiti in Gita. Esha Brahmi Sthiti. What is Brahmi Sthiti? उठके से ब्रह्मभूतः प्रसन्नात्मा न सोचति न कांक्षति समः सर्वेषु भूतेषु मद्भक्तिं लभते पराम. दे हैव नॉट येट हैव पराभक्ति माने प्रेमा भक्ति बट ऑल दीज क्वालिफिकेशंस हैव कम. की ब्रह्मभूतः व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ ब्रह्मभूत खुदा पिपासा अंडरस्टैंडिंग खुदा मीन्स हंग्री एंड थर्स्टी थर्स्ट हंगर एंड थर्स्ट जन्म मरण एंड शोक मोह इट इज नॉट कवर्ड by all six kind of these virtues. That is called Brahmhisthiti. Sthiti pragasya ka bhasa, samadhisthasya kesava. Kim prabhaseta?
Kim asit?
Asit?
Kim
asit? In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, in second, Yarnisha sarvaphutanam tasyang jagatsi sammijam. Understanding all these things? स्थिति प्रज्ञ मंस ब्रह्म स्थिति नो डिजायर एट ऑल इवन कृष्ण सेवा इज नॉट इन देम नो वर्डली डिजायर और एनी पारमार्थिक डिजायर इन देम
व्हाट हैपेंस टू देम
Brahmabhuta Prasannatma, always very cheerful. Up to this stage they have come. This is Brahmabhuta Avastha, a Brahmi Sthiti. If they will have any association of Bhakta at that time, they can easily go to the Prema Bhakti. And if they have no association, then will never go.
Then
okay. If they have association of Brahmavadi at that time, from there two ways goes, two road goes. One, if they have association of Bhakta, they will go to Vaikuntha and Prema Bhakti they can achieve. And if they have no association like this, they will go direct to that place,
Siddhama.
Brahma, Siddhaloka.
And from there they will not fall down.
No.
That shloka of Yayanyayav induction, that is not for them.
Not for them. Those who are living in this and practicing, they are not mukta, mukta maninaha. Understand that I am mukta, but they are not mukta. But they have come so near. A stage has come near.
Now, sometimes devotees like Narada, they also pass through Siddhaloka. So can those souls who are in Siddhaloka,
Narada,
he doesn't? Well,
if he sees that Krishna wants to save anyone for a special mercy, then he goes. Like कौन कुमार गोप कुमार ही वॉज जपिंग गोपी मंत्र गोपाल मंत्र बट ही वॉन्टेड टू सी हाउ दिस लोक इज सो ही वेंट देयर एंड कृष्ण सा दैट परहैप्स ही विल बी फॉर एवर सो ही सेंट नारद गो एंड रिमाइंड हिम and rescue him and take him to me. So a person comes. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj, there was no need to go to Swarga or hell. No? But he went to hell. And the persons who were in hell, they were praying that don't go from here. There are so much we have. We are so much pleased here. to see you, fragrant coming from your body, and we have no now pain, any kind of pain and suffering. So be here for always. Then he prayed, Yudhishthira Maharaj, that I will be here for always. I will never go to in heaven. Because now I am offering my every punya to all these persons. Then Brahma and Indra came. Viman, airplane is ready. You should sit and we will take to heaven. He told that I will not go. Why? Because I have given my all punya to all these persons. I am punyaless. Punyaless you? Nahi ka punyara lesa. So I will have to bhog karna hai. Narak bhog karenge. I will have to
stay in hell. Narak.
I will. Bhog means
enjoy.
I will enjoy.
Enjoy.
No, no, sabhi bhog. Bhog jaise dukh bhog, aur sukh bhog.
Enjoy.
No, I will enjoy my all thing. Those who are they are suffering. Then Brahma told that by giving your all punya to them, a new punya has come. And by new punya, you cannot live here. You will have to go there. But actually, Yudhishthira is Krishna Parikar of Dwarka. He went with Krishna to Dwarka Lila. No? And the goddess who has been entered in Yudhishthira, that is Dharmaraj, Yama, he went to heaven. Arjun not went to heaven, but he went to with Krishna. And in Arjun, Indra was there, he returned.
They went to the heaven.
One thing is here also, that God has prayed Krishna through Brahma that anyhow we are in so calamity and suffering. So God should come and rescue us. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharat abhyutthan adharmasya tadatmanam sijamya. Paritranaya sadhunam duskita. Vinasa duskita. So only they have prayed that for those persons to kill and to bring peace in this, nothing more. So they return to their places, they have no such bhakti.
Indra return to Krishna?
Huh?
Indra, return to Krishna.
No.
Oh.
Return to heaven.
Heaven.
Oh. Because he wanted that our Swarga Rajya should be safe. Hmm. Only for safety he has done prarthana. So he in another birth, if he will have association and Sukriti he has done in Krishna pastimes, then he will come to earth and practice and then go.
I have a question. In Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, Pramana Kanda, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur quoted from the Ananta Samhita.
Hmm?
He quotes from the Ananta Samhita that
he's explaining how Navadvip has become manifest. And in the he quotes that in the Ananta Samhita it describes that one time Srimati Radhika heard that Krishna was with another gopi, Viraja. And so she went, but she could not find them, because at that time this Viraja turned into a river. And Krishna disappeared. So then she, between the Ganga and Jamuna, she made one place, Navadvip. Very beautiful place. And then she, it says that she played a flute and called Krishna there. And Krishna came. And seeing this wonderful place, and seeing Srimati Radhika, and then gradually he took on the form of Gaurahari. And that place became Navadvip.
But by this story, some question will arise that Navadvip is not permanent.
Not eternal.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has so many ideas. So many ideas. And for so many qualifications, adhikar means kya?
Qualifications.
Different persons with different qualifications.
He has written different things. Like Jasti.
So, if we are explaining to people, can we recite this story as one story?
Because they will not have any question. They want to hear a story, and by the story, they will believe that this is right. As it used to believe that from Viraja, Karnadishai Vishnu, all jiva are created, Tatastha Shakti. But now we see another thing, another idea. He is permanent. He never comes off out of anyone. Like Krishna, all jivas, all souls are permanent. So not coming and going, not creation of jiva. Karan bari means not actual, bari means jal, not water. But the reasoning is there. In Sukshya. Because after these 14 lok, 14 loks, 8 coverings are there. They are very Sukshya, very Sukshya. Not in the shape of water, not in the shape of
earth,
not in the shape of Agni, fire. No? Air, there is no air like. So, he has given only Sakhachandranyaya. You know Sakhachandranyaya?
The philosophy.
Moon is sitting there. I am showing a person that, see, moon is there on the branch. Moon is not on the branch. Moon is so far away from here. In like manner, Bhaktivinoda Thakur takes a boy's finger in his hand and so says that, oh, you should try to walk. So for lame and blind persons he has also in Purans so many things have been given.
But we may sometimes recite this for purpose of convincing people.
For all persons, ordinary persons, we should. Like Brahma Vaivarta, there was quarrel among Sidam or Subal and Radhika. They each other
cursed
and came to this world. Tulsi was also cursed, and he came as a Tulsi, the wife of
Shalagam. Shankachura.
Shankachura. Not that all these things are there. So Srimad Bhagavat is Amal Puran.
It doesn't include offering.
Nothing.
Then why we should
for that classes of persons. As Mahabharata has been written for ordinary persons and Srimad Bhagavat for best learned persons. That is.
Kaviraj Goswami calls imaginary stories. Imaginary stories.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami? Where?
Or Prabhupada mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
What? Where?
Okay. He says it is mentioned imaginary stories, like for example, I can remember the when I go to Los Angeles, I find the quote, I don't have my notes with me. Like for example, that Krishna and Balaram came from two hairs.
He says that bogus from two hairs. That's different.
Well, I'm saying there are several imaginary stories.
No, no.
He says
it is written in Srimad Bhagavat also.
The two hairs?
Hair means hair. God never become old. His hair does not at any time be white. Huh? Here only that one will come in Gaur Varna. White color means here Gaur Varna in Baldev form.
In?
Baldev form. Baldev was fine.
Baladev
form. Baldev was in Gaur Varna. And Krishna was black. So denoting this has been written. Jiva Goswami, in Krishna Sandarbha, he has told so many things about this. He has rejected all this.
One question that Uddhav, after seeing the gopis, intense prema for Krishna, how could he live in Dwarka after that? Because he was desiring to become Vrajavasi. So if he's desiring to become Vrajavasi and get the dust of one special gopi, why must he stay in Dwarka after that kind of desire?
Desire cannot give anything. Fruit. By only desire, not fruit comes. He desired, but he was associated of Dwarka and Mathura only. How he can go? There is no sadhak sthiti there. Only siddha persons are in Golok Vrindavan.
Because his Sai Bhav was not... His Sai Bhav was not that.
No.
So he cannot...
He can be grass, and grass is Santaras. So he prefers that whether I have a birth of grass, no harm in Vrindavan. Anyhow, gopis fits dhuli, dust will be my head. And then I will be so much sobhagyavan, fortunate, that I may have that thing. When he was living in Vrindavan, he was thinking, that I see gopis are utmost up in Krishna prem. Their vipralambha and sambhog milan, both lila and both bhava he has seen. He has prayed for their dust and to be grass in Vrindavan, everything. But he realized that how they are suffering, having so much love for Krishna, and yet they are always crying, lean and thin, always in suffering. So if I will be in Vrindavan, then Krishna may also leave me like gopis. So I should go at once to Mathura. So he returned. He has no adhikar to live with gopis. He knew some mahima of gopis. Mahima?
Glories
of gopis. But he did not wanted to be gopi or anything.